Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student-athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior cross-country star at Walter Panis High School, Bobby Maklem. So big congrats there, Bobby, on the award.
Thank you.
Yes, very nice meeting you. And also with us today is your coach, John Bevan. Hi, Coach. Or Benvin, excuse me. Good morning.
Benvin,
yes. Good morning. I see here, Bobby, after earning a bid to the championships, you finished fourth at the New York Regional Cross Country Championships at Baldwin Park. You earned that bid to the Nike National Cross Country Championships in Portland. And under tough and rainy, muddy conditions, it says here, you finished 67th overall out of 201 finishes, but also number one out of all the athletes that were competing from the state of New York. So very nicely done to be the number one in New York State, but tell me, what were the conditions like when it says here, nasty, rainy, muddy conditions?
Yeah, it's probably the muddiest race I've ever ran in my high school cross country days. And I knew what to expect because the entirety of the senior season, it's been raining like almost every weekend. So with all there's even some meets that got canceled this year. So I knew what to expect with all the courses we ran and all the muddy meets that we've had. So I knew what to expect going in, and despite all the puddles and all the mud, I was able to execute the race I wanted to race.
No, that's great. That's great. And now it says here in your nomination letter in a couple of different spots that this season was a comeback story for you. And it even mentions at one point in the nomination letter, a remarkable one after you had to be shut down last season for health issues, but that you got stronger and stronger every week to eventually be able to compete at the highest level. And right here in the national championships there, being able to travel out to Portland. So what was it like to try to overcome those health issues and get yourself one just healthy in the first place, but then to start running again?
It was really hard at the beginning. I just had to be patient each week. And it was something I just had to be determined to just keep on battling through. And I just stayed patient with myself. My coaches were patient. And together as a team, we were able to get it done. And I just kept on getting stronger and stronger each week. And that's something I'm grateful for.
I was going to say, I mean, I would imagine that's got to be pretty satisfying to see that you were able to overcome this adversity to get to the point that you did and just, take that kind of as a lesson for yourself moving forward that, heck, I can do this kind of thing if need be.
Yeah, it's definitely a lesson that I'll keep for the rest of my life of if I ever have to battle through adversity, I know never to give up, and that I could do whatever it takes if I really have a goal in mind that I want to achieve.
There you go. And a lesson learned, and lesson learned very well, as a matter of fact. So as a cross-country runner, you're in a different category from a majority of the winners that we have here. As you know, with the cross-country running there, I mean, that's a solitary thing. I mean, I talk to a lot of football players and soccer players, basketball players. I mean, I know you have teammates for moral support, but once you're out there, it's just you. So, and I've always been curious in the mind of a cross country runner, what is it that you're thinking about in your long distance? Is there anything in particular you concentrate on? Is there any focus that you have while you're running?
I try not to think about anything while running besides the plan that my coach or that I give myself. And I think that's how is the best way to get success, by trying to limit of what you're thinking and to stay out of your mental side and just focus on just locking into the race itself.
All right, just locking into that, that cliche of the one foot in front of the other, or the one running foot in front of the other in this particular case. And you've had a very accomplished career. I mean, I see four-time All-League, three-time All-County, two-time All-Section, two-time New York State qualifier, and also you're a team captain. So pretty much everybody that wins this award is a captain of their respective teams. So what's it like for you being the team captain? Do you feel any pressure being the team captain, or is it kind of a motivator for you?
It's definitely a motivator for me. I take pride in being a captain. I want to be the best role model that I could be for my team and always be there for support and cheer them on just like they do for me. So it's really something I always wanted when I first started out. And I really take pride in just being named the captain, and it's something that I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
And then, you know, the pride that you take, is there any pride that you've had in some of the improvements of some of the younger runners that you're particularly proud of this season?
We actually have a pretty young squad, even though we have a lot of seniors graduating. There's a lot of young talent coming up, and the most I could do for them was to encourage them to keep on going. And I wanted to push them in order to not only enjoy the sport, but really enjoy improving each and every week.
And then what are you looking forward to in the spring? What kind of running, what is your thing in the spring?
I mainly do the 2 mile and mile. So I'm looking forward to getting some new personal records this year. And it should be another fun season.
And, you know, you have the experience now of overcoming that adversity we were talking about earlier and getting stronger and stronger along the way. So I would imagine you've really got to be excited about the spring, you know, with, you know, with your health and how you, you know, and how you fared this fall.
Yeah, definitely. One of my goals for spring and winter is to win a league title. The girls did it last year, but the boys came up a little short. So something I'm looking forward to going into the winter and spring seasons is trying to capture a league title. So as a team, I think we are definitely capable of doing so.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And that is obviously the goal for everyone. So good luck to you there. Now, Coach Benvin, talk to me about Bobby here and this cross-country season. The impressive results for him, especially after, you know, what we've talked about, that overcoming of the adversity of the health issues.
Well, it's impressive what he's able to do this season, given the adversity he had overcome this year. And the fact that he had similar problems last summer going into last season, and he had a strong season, but this year is even better, is inspiring in its own right. Being able to overcome that set of adversity, being able to post really good times and get stronger every single time, starting from early October on, I just knew in the back of my mind that we were going to have a long, successful season. And I didn't want to tell him that to anybody else because I didn't want to sound cocky. But at the same time, like, I knew this kid was talented. I know he's talented. And he's a role model, whether he says something or just by leading by example. He's the reason why he's a two-year captain. He's my go-to runner. He's my ace, my MVP, my number one in the rotation, if you will, for the top seven slots. I knew he would do well. And just looking at the courses and tracking his mileage and figuring out the long-term training, whether it's every Monday from here on out, Tuesday here on out, and then sticking with the said program routine and not giving up, whether he had a slightly off time or he finished below expectations, we didn't give up and throw everything away. We kept focusing, kept training, and be patient. And that's the key to long distance running, cross country running, like marathon running. It's a marathon and a sprint. And the long season, the long races, we have to keep going at it. And he demonstrated that if you keep with it, results will come.
Yeah, and the results did come, and very well so. So, you know, very well, you know, very nicely done. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior cross-country star at Walter Panis High School, Bobby Maclim. Now, Bobby, with this award comes the academic side of things as well, and you've got a course load of AP World History, Honors Chemistry, Spanish 4 Honors, Spanish 5, Living Environment Honors, Global History Honors. There's also a sports management course in there, and all of this with a 96 average, and all of a lot of classes with the word honors at the end of them. So you've got a heavy course workload. Now, is there anything in particular with your classwork where that really strikes your fancy?
I'm actually interested in going into business in college. So I did business ownership and marketing last year, and I'm doing accounting this year. So I'm receiving college credit for that. And it's really nice to have the opportunity to get the college credit in high school. And it's really awesome to have the opportunity to do something I'm really interested in. And that's two classes that I've really enjoyed throughout high school.
Oh, that's cool. Now, is there any class along the way, maybe something you're taking now that has surprised you? Maybe you said to yourself, wow, I didn't expect to like this as much as I do?
So actually this year, accounting, it's something that a lot of people say how hard it would be. And if you take the time and really study, and you start to really appreciate the class, and it's something I didn't think I'd enjoy as much as I have.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And I also see that you're the George Bailey Award recipient, and it's a good time of year, by the way, to be the George Bailey Award winner. If you haven't had a chance to sit down and watch It's a Wonderful Life right now. Also, the Participation, Dedication, and Consideration Award in Phys Ed, the Erasmus Award. Now, what is that one?
That is the for history. I received that award.
Oh, okay. And also the Anna Maria Matute, or if I'm pronouncing that correctly, award recipient. What is that one?
That's for English.
All right. And I do see excellence in super social studies, super sports management, also student of the quarter award. You've won that twice. High honor roll, member of the Junior National Honor Society, member of the National Honor Society, Spanish Honor Society, Science Honor Society. Holy cow, dude, I'm running out of breath here. That's a pretty impressive list. And, you know, so, you know, trying to juggle this, you know, you overcame what we've talked about earlier. You had a fine season, a fine fall season running cross country. You've got this obviously heavy class workload, and you're excelling in it. Do you do anything to take a little bit of a break to give yourself a breather?
I mean, I'm pretty good at with managing it all. Like it's not just the athletics I take pride in. It's my character and the academic side of things. And that's something I really spend the time, because I know that's really important and will help me go a long way in life if I focus on it now. And it's something I've focused on since a young age, since I've known that it will just help me later on in life, making my priorities straight now.
Yeah, well, you know, your character and the strength of your character was noted quite a few times in a nomination letter. The coaches just mentioned that now, and your leadership ability. So I think that that concentration of such that you started at a young age is working out very well for you. Now, Coach, before we wrap things up here on this interview, anything else to add here for Bobby?
Well, a lot of it's already been covered, but it's been an honor coaching him. He is a role model. He's an inspiration, even for adults that I know, not just for everything he's overcome, but what he's accomplished. And he's so level-headed. He's a smart, talented person. He's going to go far in life, and I'm excited to see what he does beyond the cross-country course, because our goal as coaches is not to just compete in athletics. It's to motivate and to instruct and to develop character in these athletes, so when they go into the real world, they can succeed and accomplish great things. And I think he's already done that, but the sky's the limit. He's going to accomplish so many great things. I'm excited to, you know, be a fan of him and whatever he does. And I'm just so proud of everything he's done ever since day one of freshman year 2020, battling the COVID virus, and had potential there and have being told, coach, he's going to go far if he gets a chance. And I said, I'm going to give him the chance, and he exceeded all expectations. And again, I'm not just myself, but Coach Murphy, all the other coaches at Lake Mpanis, shout out to the LP crew. We're all proud of what Bobby has done and will do. And I personally thank him for everything. And I hope my son goes on to accomplish what he will do, not just in sports, but in the classroom and all these honors. And just I'm excited to see what he will do. And so, that's all we can be said.
OK, well, there you go. That's that is some high praise there, Bobby. So try not to. It's OK. It's OK. You can be a little embarrassed. I won't ask you about it. but you've obviously got a fan there, and you've got some fans around the school as well. I can tell. Mal, congrats again on the award, Bobby. And once again, good luck to you in the spring.
Thank you so much.
And Coach, it was great talking to you as well. Nice meeting both of you. For Walter Panis High School's Bobby Maklum, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.